We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside to
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawken, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Bruin basketball in first place in the conference, their rightful deserved spot. But as UCLA forges through the rest of Pac-12 play, they will have to do it without their star. Welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show for Tracy Murray, Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. It's a three-man game on the program. We are all on social media. Follow Tracy at Real Tracy Murray, Nick at N-K-O-O-P, and I'm at Brian Fenley. Tracy's going to join us coming up in the next segment. On the show for today, our discussion is going to center on Chris Smith, the Bruins star player who went down recently with an ACL injury, done for the season. How does this Bruins squad rebound? How do they find him, find a way to work around that sort of issue? And they'll have to do it as they take on a pair of Arizona teams coming up this week. So we'll look ahead at the Arizona State game as well, plus backtrack to last week with the games against Utah and Colorado. And Nick, we also have Mick Cronin on the program, so a whole lot to digest on this show.
Yeah, where the Bruins go from here is the million-dollar question, and just curious to see what things look like coming up this weekend. But just devastating news for Chris Smith. I got the email as I was walking into Pauley for the game against Colorado on Saturday and talking to other people that cover the team. Everyone's just bummed out for him because he's such a nice guy, easy to root for. He's always been gracious with us coming on the show. And this was supposed to be his year, a year to cement himself as one of the best players in the Pac-12, before he then heads off to the NBA. And that's not going to be possible for him this season. Hopefully his surgery and recovery go as smooth as possible. But the good news for UCLA, you mentioned, they're still 3-0 at the top of the conference, and they haven't played nearly as well as we think they can.
Before we dive completely into the men's side, got to point out that Mikaela Onyewere, Pac-12 Player of the Week for UCLA women, just had a 33-point game and is dominating for this UCLA women's basketball program that is inside the top 10 in the nation as far as rankings. They just beat Oregon, who is also inside the top 10, 73-71. Onyewere had the game-winning basket to end an Oregon 27-game winning streak. But when we come back, Tracy, Nick, and I, we are going to run through the latest developments about how this Bruin basketball team responds to the news of Chris Smith and his injury, and what advice might Tracy have for Chris Smith as he rehabs from this setback? This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The Bruin basketball leading scorer this season, the only senior on the team, Chris Smith, who delayed an opportunity to go to the NBA to come back for his senior year, sustained an ACL injury last weekend in the game against Utah. And the news came out right before tip-off against Colorado on Saturday. Smith is done for the season. And so now questions loom. Is he forever done at UCLA? He could come back because this is a waiver year because of the COVID-19 situation. But as we welcome in Tracy Murray, a Bruin basketball legend, thinking about the situation in which Chris is dealing with, he's probably getting so much advice from a vast variety of different people, and it's probably not all the same advice. What would you tell him? Because he has his eyes on the NBA, but he also has his roots at UCLA, and he also has to find a way to rehab and get his body ready for when he can play again.
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to get the facts of where you at when it comes to being drafted in the NBA. And the reason why he came back is because he was not on the draft boards. He was not going to get drafted. So, you know, and I know this because I know general managers and scouts, and they contact me, we talk. I knew where he was, and I'm glad he came back to UCLA. But he still, you know, if you look at the beginning of the season, he wasn't really playing that well. So, honestly, he needs a reset. It's unfortunate this injury happened, but he has a free year. He can start right now, get that surgery, and just go all out with the rehab, get that leg strong, and come back ready to seek and destroy next year in a UCLA uniform. He's blessed to have that extra year. I think that he needs to take advantage of it. If I was him, I would take advantage of it.
Tracy, on Saturday, we learned that the Bruins didn't really have a lot of time to get that news about Chris's injury and then sort of adjust their game plan against Colorado. And you saw the starters outside of, you know, Cody Riley and Jalen Hill splitting like they usually do. The rest of the four starters were playing 30 plus and some high 30 minutes there. But going forward, I think we figure to see more of Jake Kyman, David Singleton, and Jalen Clark. Those guys haven't played a lot in the last few games. In that game against Colorado, none of those guys played more than 10 minutes. So how do you think this coaching staff starts to integrate those guys back in? Because I'm not sure, you know, playing Jaime 38, Jules Bernard 36, Tiger Campbell 34, 35 minutes is probably not sustainable over the course of a season.
Well, they're young. I mean, I think at their age, they can sustain it. But, you know, it also depends on how those guys progress that you just named, because they haven't given anything. And then Jalen Clark hasn't really been given an opportunity to give anything. And when he's on the floor, he gets his stops, you know, so he defensively, he contributes, but the other two don't play great defense. So if they're not knocking down shots, what are they giving you? They're not rebounding. They're not doing anything else. So what are they really giving you? That's the question.
Mick Cronin, during the media availability today, he spoke about how this is an opportunity with the absence of Chris Smith to give Jalen Clark more opportunities on the defensive end. And he was recruited as arguably, and it might not even be an argument to be honest with you, as the best two-way player in the nation coming out of high school. His defensive savviness is something to really be heralded. And Jaime Jaquez was asked about playing without Smith. And it seems to me, Tracy, that there is this collective sense of it's a rallying cry. We're going to dedicate this season to Chris Smith and do everything we can to support him, make him feel like he's part of this team and win ball games for him. And what I've noticed, though, even though some of the minutes played haven't exactly been balanced, as Nick pointed out, the scoring has. Even with Chris Smith, you go back to the Colorado game, and as Jaime Jaquez pointed out, the guys on this team are still moving the ball. They're still scoring in double digits. All five starters against Colorado in that tight win without Smith were all in double figures as far as scoring. And so this team, while I don't want to discount anything from Chris Smith and what he's able to do and his versatility and how lethal he is as a rebounder, his length and offensively, I feel like this team is not going to have that big of a drop-off with him not there. Am I wrong or am I right or somewhere in the middle with sort of what I'm saying in your perspective on that?
Well, I saw exactly what they were missing from Chris Smith, because if you saw the game, they had a problem getting out the gates. They had a problem offensively having some type of flow. Tiger Campbell is the only guy that can create or generate offense for others and himself right now. That's the problem. Chris Smith was able, even when he wasn't scoring a 20-point game, he was able to get 10 points and still distribute and create offense for his teammates. And that's where the problem is going to go in. And he's also a good defender. He also switches off with smaller defenders and able to keep guys in front of him. So missing Chris Smith, you're going to miss him more than you think because of those things that you don't see in the scorers column or in the stat sheet. that's where they're going to miss him. So that keep a look on creativity for a teammate moving forward, because right now Tiger Campbell is the only one that's able to do it.
So then the natural question, Tracy, is then who's a guy who can maybe, you know, not become and totally replace what Chris Smith was doing? He's a special player, but begin to give the Bruins some of that. Jules Bernard did a little more ball handling in that game against Colorado when Tiger Campbell was on the bench. Does Johnny Juzang has that? Who there can maybe step up, do you think, and help provide some of that creativity for the offense?
I think it's going to have to be somebody like Jaime Jaquez, because Jaquez can get to the rack. You need somebody who's going to put their head down, get into the paint, draw people, and make a play. Jaquez can put his head down and get to the paint and score. But when people converge on him, can he make the play to somebody else to create an open shot? That's the question. There's no one else. Maybe Jules Bernard. Jules Bernard can get to the rack as well. Those guys have to pick up their playmaking skills and start looking for other guys on top of being able to create for themselves. If they can do that, then you can fill the void for where Chris Smith has left off. If they can't, you're going to see that that's going to be a problem moving forward.
Even some of the bigs, Jalen Hill and Cody Riley, began to enforce their will in the last couple games. Utah and Colorado, both wins for the Bruins, and they came, both of them, by a combined 5 points. When we return, Tracy, Nick, and I are going to look back at those two games, some of the biggest storylines, where the Bruins thrived, where they need to learn from their mistakes. That's coming up next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need, and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all six kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you, too, with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda Dealers on Facebook.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no-contact delivery or no-contact at-the-door pickup. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
A pair of Bruin basketball wins last week, and they came by a combined 5 points. We focus our attention on the first game of last week, and it was a Bruin 72-70 win over Utah. And this game was very close, lots of turnovers late on both sides. But my biggest takeaway, Tracy, is the defensive acumen of the Bruins late. There were multiple times down the stretch where Utah could have taken the lead. They had a three-point shot that was taken by Alfonso Plummer. He ends up getting fouled from distance, misses a free throw. But then the Bruins seemed to be doing well defensively as far as rotations, stole a couple passes, and were able to cement the win. Rather close, but a win nevertheless against the Utes.
Well, I'll tell you what, where the Utes came back was points in the paint. And that's something to be concerned about because the Bruins, they were the bigger team. And Utah ended up winning points in the paint 28-24. But the Bruin bench really came to play. They won that battle 22-11. Everything else was pretty neck and neck. And the Bruins don't normally get a lot of fast break points, and they got 9 fast break points to Utah's 3. Those little itty-bitty easy things are the things that helped them get past Utah because they pretty much late in the game laid down defensively and gave up tons of layups and easy shots and even fouled on the 3-point shot. But Pelle Larsson came down that last play and just threw the ball right to Jules Bernard. I mean, it wasn't even past anywhere near his player. He just threw it right to Jules' chest. And luckily, Jules was standing there and the game was won.
Yeah, that's a pick six going the other way right there, that pass for Jules Bernard. You mentioned the points in the paint. I'm curious to get your take on Cody Riley and Jalen Hill in that game. They did bounce back. They had a nice game, the two of them together in tandem against Colorado. We've seen pretty much an even split from them, each guy getting about 20 minutes per game from Mick Cronin. But in that Utah game, you mentioned the defensive woes for the Bruins inside, but then offensively, Cody Riley had 0 points in that game, Jalen Hill just 2 points. What did you see out of Utah that prevented those guys from getting going? And, you know, how do the Bruins try to avoid that kind of game for their forwards going forward?
Well, those two guys, the Bruins have to find out what motivates those guys, because Cody started the game, his body language was bad. He goes to the bench. Jalen comes in, his body language is bad. Like, he didn't want, I know Jalen likes getting a dunk or a lob when he first get in there, and that kind of jump starts him. If that's what motivates him, they got to look for something for him right away. But Utah was doing an excellent job of stopping that lob and stopping those guys getting dunks. But if you're not scoring or you're not getting any looks on the block, you still got a rebound. They have 5 apiece. But if you're a big guy, 5, shoot, I averaged 6 rebounds a game, and I was a small forward my last year. They can't be getting just 5 against a team like Utah. But fast forward to the Colorado game, they picked it up. They played extremely a lot better. And in the Colorado game, that's the first time that both of them played well for the first time that they've been splitting time with each other. Usually one plays well and the other one doesn't. But that time is the first time I've seen them play since they've both been there where both of them played well.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That's the voice of Tracy Murray alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. So, yeah, let's now move to that Colorado game. The Bruins won at Pauley 65-62. They have now won 13 straight home games. And I couldn't take my eyes off, Tracy, the matchup in the interior with CU's Evan Batty and then going up against whether it was Jalen Hill or Cody Riley. It was just physicality galore, and that's what Mick Cronin pointed out. The points in the paint, they were back in the Bruins' favor with 38 points in the paint. But specifically Cody Riley and his aggressive play, his footwork, his tenacity, and his penchant for sealing off his defender and getting to the cup and scoring in the second half. What was most impressed, or what were you most impressed about by his effort down the stretch when they needed some scoring production?
I was more impressed with the 2 free throws he made going down the stretch because they were pressure free throws. He was 4 of 6 from the floor, but 2 of 2 from the line, and those 2 free throws was crucial. He had 5 rebounds and 10 points. He also had a couple of assists. But those 2 free throws was crucial, and it was inside 2 minutes when he had those 2 free throws.
And he did the Bruins were able to hold Evan Batty at bay. He's had some big games, and also McKinley Wright. Felt like the Bruins played better team defense in that second half. A lot of the perimeter guys didn't get going for Colorado. And I think for UCLA, the key was they were able to hold McKinley Wright, the point guard for Colorado, who can do so many different things. He was never able to get going. So I know the defense has been kind of slowly ramping up for UCLA this season. After a sloppy first half, though, in that second half, they really seemed to buckle down with their perimeter defense. What do you think?
I thought their defense was good all game. I think the key to the second half, and you saw McKinley Wright, he was still 50% from the floor. It's just that he didn't get up a lot of attempts. He only got up 10 attempts, which was good. If that's the leading scorer and you're only getting, he's only getting 10 attempts, then your defense is doing an excellent job. And those 10 attempts was for 12 points, 5 or 10 from the floor. He was 1 of 4 from three, which they defended him well out there. And he only had one free throw. So the Bruins played great defense without fouling. I thought they did an excellent job the whole night defensively. And Evan Batty only had, like, I think he only had one foul the first half, and he was in deep foul trouble the second half because of the physicality of Cody Rowley and also Jalen Hill, who was 3 of 3 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and had 6 rebounds to go with his 8 points. So I think those guys did an excellent job of holding down the middle. The guards and the perimeter people did an excellent job for the most part defensively.
Evan Batty reminds me, if you go back to the Adam Morrison year when they took on UCLA in the NCAA tournament, JP Batista, he's sort of a bulky, undersized big, but plays with a low center of gravity, and the Bruins were able to get the better of that matchup against him in this particular game against Colorado. The Bruins now go on the road, and it is Arizona State at Arizona State Thursday, a team that hasn't played since December 16th. How does UCLA capitalize on a squad that hasn't been playing a lot, hasn't been practicing a lot? We discuss next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town and Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice. Keys, 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 all across LA. Keys, keys, keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the #1 overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's NextiVa.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Mick Cronin's Bruins take on Arizona State in Tempe Thursday, 7:30 Pacific tip time, and Tracy Murray will be on the call with Josh Lewin. And looking at this Sun Devils team, had a lot of hype around it going into this season, but they have staggered from the start, and they're currently dealing with, well, just getting over it, I should say, some COVID-19 issues, which have forced them to have only three practices in the last, or since December 21st. They just had their third practice since December 21st. They had games canceled last week against Washington and Washington State, and then earlier because of issues with COVID as it relates to Utah. All in all, Tracy, this Sun Devils team has not played a game since a loss December 16th to UTEP, which their head coach Bobby Hurley said he wasn't happy with the way the team was as far as intensity on the court, and he even questioned their motivation.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be, number one, out of shape, and they're going to be rusty, because if you haven't had any reps and you're going to go up against UCLA, the only thing that's on their side is that they're at home. I mean, the two losses that they had was the two main losses to quality teams. I mean, well, they're only two losses. Villanova, 83-74, and San Diego State at home. They lost to San Diego State, 80-68. So, and then if you look at their wins, no quality wins, you know, against major programs. And the last three games were postponed. So what type of rhythm will they have? What type of are they going to be sharp? Are they going to be in shape? I think this is perfect for the Bruins to come in and get a win because of all of those elements.
They have just the one common opponent in Cal with UCLA. They beat Cal by eight. But they're the school that have self-proclaimed themselves Guard U, as in Guard University, and they bring back guys like Remy Martin, Alonzo Verge, and bring in Josh Christopher. But I think back the last couple of years, Tracy, and I remember some of those ASU teams with, you know, Romello White, Zylan Cheatham, who could really bang you around inside. And I think UCLA might have an opportunity, more opportunities for Cody Riley and Jalen Hill to have some big games and take advantage of ASU not being as strong in the post.
Absolutely. And Jalen Hill didn't play in the game at Arizona State last year. So he's going to probably be chomping at the bit to get at them, you know, because he didn't get to play them at that place last year. But at the end of the day, if Cody's going to throw his body around and stay out of foul trouble, that's going to be to the Bruins' advantage. They claim themselves Guard U. They must have forgot about UCLA. Look up and down our tradition. That's Guard U. So I had to have my guys back. I had to have Derek Martin and Tyus Edney and Baron Davis and Earl Watson and Mike. You know, I had to have these guys back. You know, I mean, you can't just claim Guard U when Guard U is right here. Mike Warren, he started it off. You know, Walt Hazard. Come on, this is Guard U over here.
I know Bobby Hurley had the shirts made. He's wearing them, so we need to have a conversation, I think.
Well, he's a copyright infringement.
One of the Sun Devils' perimeter players, the aforementioned Remy Martin, has been called out by his head coach in Bobby Hurley for not being aggressive enough offensively early in games. He's passed up shots, has been playing more passively. And on top of that, the team, specifically against UTEP, according to Hurley, has this Jekyll and Hyde sort of theme to it. They'll play great for one half, they won't in the second half. Another thing to bring up, Marcus Bagley, the brother of Marvin Bagley, dealing with a calf injury, he should be good to go. And I wanted to get your take on this, Tracy. Mick Cronin was asked about Arizona State. Like you guys have been pointing out, very perimeter-oriented team. And it seems to be their MO is forcing turnovers. We've seen taking care of the basketball at times this season has been a bit of a challenge for UCLA. So while they are bulkier inside, while they most likely will dominate and own the boards, how do you prevent yourself from getting involved in a track meet with a team that likes to run like the Sun Devils, especially off a turnover?
Well, I mean, they average 7.5 steals a game. So, I mean, what you have to do is, number one, take care of the ball. That means don't over-penetrate. That means play within your game. Don't do things that you're not capable of doing. Move the ball and then attack. Don't try to attack off of a set defense, because that's when people shoot gaps and double team and steal balls and stuff like that. If you want to keep a team from getting up and down the court, you take care of the basketball, you use the shot clock, and you get good shots on the offensive end.
And then coming up on Saturday, they'll be at the McHale Center, which is normally a hostile environment, but they won't have to deal with that down in Tucson. Arizona, this team looks a lot different from last season. Nico Mannion, Zeke Nagy, Josh Green, all off to the NBA. They only return three reserves who played some substantial minutes last year into this year's team. They've got 11 new players, 8 freshmen, 3 transfers, and they're a lot like ASU in that their guards have been their most threatening scorers and playmakers, and those are the guys with experience. James Akinjo is their leading scorer, a Georgetown transfer, and then Jamari Baker's another guy to watch. He transferred from Kentucky, both guys averaging about 14 points per game. Tracy, I'm curious, just based on what you've seen so far, do you feel like playing away from home and playing on the road without a crowd, how much of a difference do you think that's been for UCLA and college basketball in general this year?
Well, I mean, UCLA is most comfortable at home, crowd or not. That's where their two losses came from, on the road. So they really have to focus in on us against the world attitude, especially with no hostile environment, no Lions Den atmosphere with people yelling and screaming and cheering their team on. You just got to go in there, take care of business, and get out. And they haven't gotten a win on the road yet. So it's over, a long overdue, and they need 2 this week. And Arizona is going to be Arizona. I don't care who they have. They have Sean Miller as their coach. They are a rival from the beginning. You know, they may not be USC rivalry type, but in basketball, they're a rival. So kick them when they're down. That's my attitude, is don't ever take Arizona lightly.
Well, we are going to learn a lot about this Bruin team this upcoming week with the games against Arizona and Arizona State on the road. We also know that Tracy Murray is going to be on the call with Josh Lewin. So Thursday and Saturday, the game tips off Thursday, 7:30 Pacific. So listen to the call with Tracy and Josh. And then Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific. Tracy, we are going to be tuning in, and we are hoping for a pair of Bruin wins, and we will talk about it with you next week. Thanks so much for coming on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley.
All right, thanks for having me, guys. You guys have a good week.
That is Tracy Murray, and coming up next, Mick Cronin in the flesh with us. How does he feel the team is rallying around Chris Smith after his season-ending injury? And how does this squad adjust to Smith's absence? You will hear it all from the source, Mick Cronin, next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number 1. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number 1 in L.A., number 1 in California, and 6th in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With 4 hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
A Thief, played by Liam Neeson, has his heart stolen and decides to retire for love. Rent Honest Thief, now available at Redbox. When experienced bank robber Tom falls in love with Annie, he resolves to change his ways and come clean by turning in the $7 million loot he's been hiding. But he quickly learns crooked and corrupt officials litter the FBI's ranks and finds himself having to fight to clear and protect his name. Watch Honest Thief, starring Liam Neeson and Kate Walsh, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Exciting momentum sweeping through the UCLA football program. We will get to that later on in the hour. But first, a celebrity is in our presence. It's UCLA basketball head coach Mick Cronin. Mick, we haven't spoken to you since before Christmas, and a whole lot to get to, including how the team is rallying around Chris Smith after his injury. But wanted to ask you about the trip to Oregon, and you guys were up there ready to play in an unfortunate situation with a game official and COVID-19. How did you talk to your team about that, knowing that that game could not take place? You had gone all the way up there, and it was a squad that really you guys wanted to bounce back and had to wait it out.
Well, really, Bro, I don't want to mess with your story, but it wasn't that dramatic because there wasn't any time. I mean, there was no, well, maybe. The truth of it was we kind of knew because from our trainer, Shane's, he's still on top of things, that in the county, once you get a positive, you can't retest. Even if you retest, the positive is the one that counts. So we kind of said, all right, we'll hang around and let the official retest. The other two were knocked out because of contact tracing. So we knew the game wasn't going to be played, you know. So it was, one of those deals was just unfortunate. If it was any other time, we would have played the game the next day, right? If Steve wasn't the next day, if it was like this week and it happened on Thursday, you get some more officials in there on Friday and you just play Friday, Saturday, on your doubleheader, if that's that's the case. So just an unfortunate deal. Another crazy thing happens, back in 2020, just add it to the list.
And this weekend, you go 2-0, but an unfortunate event in Chris Smith tearing his ACL out for the season. What was it like bringing the team together and then seeing them sort of rally around him? It was great to see him on the court for the game against Colorado, taking part in, you know, the pregame stuff, being on the sidelines, and coming away with a hard-fought win against the physical Buffaloes team.
Well, first of all, just devastating. And was really, the guys were more resilient than I was, seeing Chris again today, while we're recording this, he's such a positive guy. He doesn't get as stressed out as his coach. he probably handles things better. That's why he'll have a longer life expectancy than his coach. Doesn't deal with stress as badly as his coach does. So, it was terrible, man. I mean, it's everything, that you tell kids, sometimes in life, there's just bad things that happen for no reason. I mean, the guy just stops. All he did was run and stop. Nobody touched him. And he didn't even think he thought he just hyperextended his knee. He was on the bike saying he could play in overtime. So, just a wild, wild deal. But, he's still with us. He's around us. Great guy. Loves it. He loves being here. That's why he came back to school, because he loves being on our team. And for me, it's heartbreaking because, when a guy – you take over a program, right, and the guy shows loyalty. He stays. You develop a close relationship. He stays again for a senior year. And, you know, as a parent or as a coach, when you can't stop bad things from happening to kids you care about, it's a helpless feeling. So, you know, that's where I feel bad that, you know, there's nothing I could do to stop this from happening to him. He didn't deserve this, but he's going to be fine. And, you know, this day and age, ACL with no structural damage to his cartilage is almost a nothing deal anymore. It's just a shame that that's the way his UCLA career went.
Mick Cronin joining us on the Bruin Insider Show with Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. Jaime Jaquez said after the news about Chris Smith that the team is going to be moving the ball around. There's going to be very balanced scoring. And we saw that without Smith against the Buffaloes over the weekend. What, five guys scoring in double figures. So with Smith not in at the moment, how do you feel like, and we've already started to see this, it's affecting the equilibrium of your team and its ability to share and move the basketball around and get everybody involved?
Well, I think, look, we've been doing that since the season started. You know, we got six coming into the game, seven guys averaging 8 or more points. So balanced scoring is who we are, who we were already. Now, where it hurts you is a go-to time. You got a senior go-to guy that can get a basket over his man, and he's experienced in that situation at getting you a go-to basket. All the experience he gained last year is what you lose. And a guy that can get you a basket. The end of that is you would lose his size. You know, Chris obviously is almost 6'9". He's got long arms. He's athletic. Block shots. So, you know, we're not near the same size, and size matters on defense. Length matters on defense. You know, toughness and, you know, playing hard, all that, you can still do all that. But length, because you can cover ground, you take away passing lanes and block shots. So we're definitely going to miss his length defensively.
And when you have an injury to someone like Chris, it requires guys to step up and help fill some of the void that he leaves behind. I know before the game against Colorado, you had said, you know, because this news came so close to the game that you didn't have a ton of time to prepare a new game plan and get some of those guys like Jake, Dave, and Jalen more involved. But as you head into this next week of games here, how are you anticipating getting those guys more into the equation?
You know, for Dave, defensively, he struggled a little bit. We got to get him some open shots. You know, Jake has struggled. I think he turned it over three times in the first half against Colorado. You know, when Dave's in there, he can help us with shooting the ball in. We got to do some things to get him open. He's got to help me on the defensive end. And then Jalen Clark, it's just going to be a matter of, you know, can we play him and Jaime together? Right now, because Jaime's our most productive guy, where Jaime maybe slides to Chris's spot and Jalen slides to Jaime's spot. Because one thing about Jalen Clark, he plays much bigger than he is. Very tough guy, very physical, you know, can defend all 1 through 5, and he can rebound the ball, and he wants to defend and rebound. So, you know, being able to play those two together, I think, can make up for, at times, Chris's size not being out there. You know, Jalen's athleticism could help us.
Mick, we have only reached halftime of our conversation with you. Coming up next, want to get your Cliff Notes version of a scouting report of your next opponent, Arizona State. You take them on Thursday. We'll talk about it next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
And the Mick Cronin returns with us now on the Bruin Insider Show. The spark that Jaime Jaquez has shown offensively, just in the game against Colorado, the breakaway jam, or there was a play, coach, where Tiger Campbell drove baseline, the whole defense converged on him, and then Jaquez just cut into the lane and just jammed it hard. What do you like about the way those two, and Campbell and Jaquez, are figuring out how to play with one another? And when you're looking for that spark plug offensively, either one of those two and what they can do to help that.
Yeah. And then I would say that, you know, the other two guys would be Johnny, obviously getting him. He's still getting his feet underneath him, and Cody giving us big baskets on the interior. You know, they tied it. Colorado tied it, and Cody, we went right to Cody and he delivered two times in a row. That was the difference in the game. I think all four of those guys. With Jaime, though, to answer your question, you know, he's a guy that he had to shoot it almost every time he touched it in high school. He doesn't have to do that here. And for him, and he's really worked hard on his shot selection, and the numbers bear it out. And shot selection is the key to shooting a high percentage. And shooting a high percentage is the key to having a long career, not a short career. If you can defend your position and shoot a higher percentage, you got a chance at 6'7" to have a long career. But for him, it's shot selection. I think, you know, he is being judicious with his 3-point shooting, making sure that he's open and set. He's trying to drive to the basket when they crowd him. And, you know, we just got to work on some finishing issues. He missed a few around the rim that he doesn't usually miss against Colorado. He's got to get his head on the rim. But, you know, with Chris being gone, I mean, he slow-mo pretty much, you know, slid into a feature role for us on a consistent basis.
When you had Tiger Campbell out of the game, we saw Jules Bernard get some time running the point for you. What have you seen from him in that role, and do you anticipate maybe playing him a little bit more there going forward?
Well, it's almost like, you know, Ron Harper with the Lakers back in the day, you know, or with the Bulls. You know, he's not a point guard, but he's playing there because he can take care of the ball and get the ball entered in our offense. We can do some things and get him going to his left hand off of some things. You know, with Jules, it's, you know, I trust him now. He's not going to over dribble because that's what's really changed his game. You know, shooting when he's open, using his dribble when he has a chance to get in the gap into the paint, and not over dribbling. So part of that too is trying to get Dave some open shots, you know, where he's not spending his time in the game trying to bring the ball up and get the ball entered, and trying to free him up where he can be the open man, because we all know Dave can shoot the ball.
Mick Cronin joining us on the Bruin Insider Show. We've also seen Tiger Campbell shoot the ball well recently, double-digit scoring in games recently. And what do you like, Coach, about how he's able to freelance offensively from being more confident shooting the three ball to finagling his way to the cup and scoring with traffic all around him and just his quick first burst to the cup, getting by defenders, and how he's begun to really explode on that side of the floor for you?
Well, I just don't think you can win without a high-level guard that can make plays off the dribble. It's almost nearly impossible to have a good offensive team and to win games. And Tiger's adding, I think he's in much better shape. Obviously, he's now a sophomore, so he's got some minutes played. Minutes played at the high level under your belt are huge. Very few guys, you're talking about crazy few elite guys like Alonzo Ball that can do what they do without minutes played. So now Tiger's getting those, and you're starting to see he just continues to get better. And I don't think we're going to get anywhere if he doesn't continue to improve and produce for us. And whether it's making open shots, pull-up drive, or creating off the dribble. But, his defense is improving at the point of attack. He worked really hard to keep McKinley Wright out of a rhythm. You know, we thought we could win the game and hold them in the low 60s if McKinley Wright didn't get 20 on us. And Tiger did everything he could to help make that happen with his defensive energy.
And a couple tough games now coming up this weekend against Arizona and Arizona State on Thursday. Sun Devils have had some COVID issues, but it sounds like they'll be ready to go come Thursday night. Competitive game at Pauley towards the end of the season last year against them. What are you expecting to see out of ASU this year?
Well, knock on wood, let's hope the game's played.
Yeah.
So they're fast, super fast. They fly up and down the floor, and they do everything they can to get you out of sorts. Because they rarely win the rebounding battle because they play so many guards and they don't really have a true center. They must win the turnover battle. So that's how they get their possessions. I think their formula against them is simple. If we take care of the ball, we'll have a chance to win the game. We didn't do that last year at Arizona State. We did it at home, and we were able to score a lot of points. That's going to be the key. They have talent at all positions. They have great one-on-one ability to create shots and make shots, and they have great team speed. But ball security will be the total focus of our preparation for Thursday night. You can't go on the road, turn the ball over against them, and have any chance. It's just like putting gas on the fire. If you have a turnover, you need to make sure you throw it in the eighth row of the stands. That way we can get back on defense.
Mick Cronin and the Bruins unblemished in the conference 3-0, and they look to add to that this week against Arizona State and Arizona. We'll be cheering you on, rooting you on. Mick, thanks so much for doing this and joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. I'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks again to Mick. And coming up, positive vibes encircling the Bruin football team. What are we talking about? Stick around to find out. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, UCLA fans! Have you heard what the helpful SoCal Honda dealers have been up to lately? Recently, they've been helping healthcare workers by donating over 15,000 face shields to hospitals and service to frontline hospital workers Honda for free. But since everybody can use a little extra help these days, they've been volunteering at food banks around Southern California to feed those most in need and even paid rent for people struggling during these hard times. And now that SoCal is back to school remotely, the helpful Honda people gave new laptops to all six kids in a family that had been trying to do schoolwork on a single phone. And they can help you too with great deals on award-winning Hondas. To check out their deals, stop by your nearest Honda dealer or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. And to request your own random act of helpfulness, follow the SoCal Honda dealers on Facebook.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson tweeted just three words, and all of a sudden, Bruin Nation had this inner euphoria. One more year is what DTR tweeted, meaning he's coming back for his senior season. And Nick, not only is he coming back, but a host of others are, which is giving us a whole lot of optimism towards the potential of the 2021 UCLA football team.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good last week and a half for the program. All those grad transfers that came in for the 2020 season, they're all coming back. Britton Brown, Paul Groton, Obi Igbo, Quantrez Knight, all guys who will likely be starters next season. Also brought in some new recruits, some new transfers just signed in the last couple of days, including some former four stars transferring in that are going to play some big roles. So UCLA got the number 28 recruiting class right now. And before we get to the final signing period coming up in February, could be looking at a top 20 class. So all told, as we look just ahead to 2021, UCLA is going to have 10 starters back on each side of the ball and going to be big things in store for next season.
No question about, including a quarterback, Ethan Garbers, the transfer from Washington, making his way to Westwood. For Paul Engel, our general manager, Stephen Hartzell, station manager, Damon Dukakis, executive producer of the UCLA communications staff, Mick Cronin, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Bruins play Thursday against Arizona State. Go UCLA.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.